Starting in November, Highway Patrol troopers won't be working in metro areas. State park restaurants are closing, and an energy company is challenging its denied zoning permit for a solar project. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, July 8th. I'm Deborah Shar. The State Department of Public Safety plans to shift Highway Patrol resources out of the state's major metros. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us the goal is for local police departments to take over the job.
The State Public Safety Department sent a July 3rd press release to local news organizations announcing the agency's decision to reallocate its resources to areas that have the greatest need for patrol presence. The responsibility of securing state highways within Oklahoma City, Edmond, Moore, Norman, Midwest City, Del City, and Tulsa will fall under the jurisdiction of their local police departments come November 1st. But Del City Police Chief Lloyd Berger told Oklahoma City's News 9 this week his department and others affected are not equipped with the manpower to assume the job. A Department of Public Safety spokesperson declined to comment. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The agency did say a state plan is still being refined ahead of the November 1st deadline. Oklahoma's state park restaurants are suspending operations until further notice. We get details from Robbie Korth.
Attorneys representing the state accused the contract operators for the Lookout Kitchen of withholding $250,000 in payments, as well as necessary financial documents. As a result, they're shuttering the 6 locations at state parks. In a news release, tourism department officials say they're working on alternatives like grab-and-go sandwiches and potential food trucks. The Lookout Kitchen replaced Swadley's Foggy Bottom, another restaurant that closed in 2022 following accusations of fraud and criminal charges. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters is requiring districts to pay for all students' school meals. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports Walters announced a mandate for districts to immediately submit new budgets.
Walters relies on a state statute that requires the state and districts to, quote, provide a financial plan that will ensure full educational opportunities for every child in Oklahoma. In guidance on the State Department's website, it argues that a full education includes no-cost school meals. Walters posted a video on social media.
Today I'm excited to announce that Oklahoma will be the first state in the nation to require education funds to go from administrator and bureaucrats' pockets to school lunches.
In a news release, Walters is critical of administrator salaries, but it is unclear if or how OSDE would require districts to prioritize administrator salary cuts to pay for the policy. Walters' office did not directly answer several questions asking for clarification. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A 4,600-acre solar farm planned for Wagner County was rejected last month. But as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, the company behind the project is challenging the decision.
Next Era Energy Resources says Wagner County commissioners improperly denied its zoning permit request, pointing to, quote, unfounded facts and circumstances. The lawsuit was filed on June 26th. The Persica project would be near the town of Porter and the Arkansas River. The company says its electricity output would be equivalent to powering up to 50,000 homes annually. But some residents oppose the project and worry about the solar panels' impact on the environment and the company's transparency. The commissioners voted 2-1 to deny a conditional use permit that would have let the company avoid rezoning land for the project. About 25 property owners have signed agreements with the company. Next Era wrote in its petition that it requests a review of the commissioner's decision. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And while you're there, we invite you to subscribe to the all-new Radioactive newsletter. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.